Turned it on. Yeah. If I don't get it tangled back up. Tonight, we're going to be in the book of Jeremiah tonight. I just want to talk to you tonight and tell you what God's been laying on my heart here lately. I know I'm in over my head tonight standing here, but I'll tell you one thing. I've been able to, me and Natalie, God called me to preach, and I know that for 100% fact. And then because of that, he's opened some doors here lately and allowed me to go and fill the pulpits at other places. And I want to tell you this morning, church, that if you wasn't here this morning, you missed a blessing. This morning, if you could bottle that up and I could take that with me everywhere I go, it'd be awesome. But I want to tell you this morning, this afternoon, there ain't a lot of places like there is here. This church is special, and I'm thankful to be a part of it tonight. Tonight, I'm going to be in Jeremiah chapter number 1. Beginning in verses number 4, and we're going to read verses 4 through 10 tonight. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 10. And if I had to title this tonight, I want to title it, What Am I? Need to Breathe sings a song called Who Am I? One of my favorite songs to listen to. Who am I to be loved by you, he says. Who am I to be loved by the Lord God Almighty? Who am I to be loved by him this morning? I want to go through tonight and just show you just what you are tonight, what I am tonight. Jeremiah chapter number 1, beginning in verse 4. If you found your place, I ask you to stand and reverence the reading of God's word tonight. In Jeremiah chapter number 1, beginning in verse 4, the Bible tells me, Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. But then, in verse 9, the Bible says, Then the Lord put forth his hand, and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Let us go to the Lord in prayer tonight. Lord God in heaven, I come to you, Lord God, just to thank you tonight. Lord God, I thank you that we have a freedom in this place tonight. Lord God, I thank you tonight for this morning, Lord God, how the Holy Ghost just swept through this morning. I'm praying that the Holy Ghost just sweep on through this place tonight as well. Lord God, I pray right now that we just be found faithful in you tonight. Lord God, I thank you for who you are and you allowing us to see just what we are through you tonight. Lord God, I pray that as we go throughout this sermon tonight, if I say something out of the will of what you want me to say, I pray you remove it. Lord God, I pray you go ahead and forgive me for it. Lord God, I pray right now that we just be all about you tonight, or that I just be all about you tonight. Lord God, that you just leave me sitting down and you stand up and preach. Lord God, I pray tonight that you just have your will and way through the service tonight. Lord God, I pray that you just move, and I pray that the Holy Ghost starts sweeping through the place tonight as we go throughout the service. Lord God, I pray that if Satan's trying to rear his ugly head tonight, Lord God, I pray that you just cast him out the back doors as far as the east is from the west. He is a defeated foe by the blood of Calvary tonight. Lord God, he has nowhere to stand tonight. Lord God, he is a loser tonight. Lord God, and I thank you for that. Lord God, and I pray that you just go with us throughout the next little bit. It's in Jesus' name I do pray. Amen. Amen. This morning, or this evening, I'm so used to going out and preaching in the mornings, I keep saying this morning. I apologize about that. But tonight, I just want to go through this text tonight, these few verses, and I want to show you tonight what the Lord has showed me through it. Tonight, I want you to know that the Bible shows me through this text just how God provides for me and for you tonight. Tonight, I want you to know that he gives us gifts to help us through this world that we go through. He allows us to see things and to be, he gives us things tonight to go through or walk through this world tonight. Tonight I want to look at what are some of the ways that he provides for us tonight. I want to look at four things tonight. The first one being found in Jeremiah chapter number 1 and verse 5 that we read tonight. Tonight I want you to know one of the ways that he provides to us tonight is that we are sanctified through him tonight. Lord, tonight in verse number 5 I see the Bible tells me, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, he said. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Tonight I want you to know that he sanctified us tonight. When you called on him to become your Lord and Savior tonight, I want you to know he sanctified you right then and there. Now I want you to know that you are sanctified through Christ. You have a meaning. BJ stood up this morning and said, There's a lot of you in here that has a meaning tonight or today. And I want you to know that you do have a meaning. God has so much more that he can do through you and with you. He took somebody like me that can't even speak plain, and he's got me standing behind a pulpit. Don't tell me he don't work miracles. Hey, don't tell me he don't work miracles. Hey, I got up here going to chase a rabbit before I even got started this morning or this afternoon, and I got tickled as I seen Brother BJ stand up. I'm going to chase it anyway. I got tickled this morning because I haven't really seen BJ many times since he's had his heart worked on. And he stood up this morning and he had them Texas handlebar mustache going on. I don't know if you noticed that, but he's got that Harold Cantrell special going on. And I just got tickled this morning. I ain't said a word to him about it. But I got going out the door tonight, or this morning, and Harold Cantrell walked up beside me. I said, "Did you give him pointers how to do it?" I said, "He's done growing your mustache out." I said, "You know, you get your heart worked on." I said, "That must be something that comes out of it. When you get your heart worked on, you must be able to get a Texas handlebar mustache." And hey, I want you to know this morning, as I sat in that pew right over there, I was going to start with that just to joke around. I want you to know that, hey, this morning, or when I seen him, he had changed. He had had his heart worked on and he had changed. This morning ain't no difference. When the Lord God Almighty gets a hold of you and he works on your heart, you are changed. If you ain't changed after you met him, hey, something's wrong. You ain't met the master I met. This morning I want you to know, or today I want you to know that you're changed when the master works on your heart. And that has nothing to do with what I'm going to preach on tonight. It's just something that hit me this afternoon. But tonight I want you to know you are sanctified. We are sanctified. How are we sanctified tonight? Tonight I want you to know that before I even made it out of the womb, Jesus Christ seen it fit to sanctify me. I want you to know that he set me apart. To be sanctified means to be set apart. And this morning, or this afternoon, I want you to know that he set me apart in the way that I learned tonight, Lord. The Lord God Almighty, he speaks to me differently than probably how he speaks to you. It's the same voice, don't get me wrong. We know his voice. But at the same time, he may talk to me different than he talks to anybody else. It's okay for you to learn differently. Hey, we all learn differently. But not only are we sanctified and set apart in the way that I learn, but I also see tonight that I'm set apart in the way that I love tonight. I don't love like everybody else loves. I got a pretty much of a hard love until I met my wife and I seen my baby girl. I didn't know what love really was till Jesus Christ saved my soul. Hey, I didn't know what love was. Love is different for each and every one of us. But not only do I see that we're set apart in the way that I learn, set apart in the way that I love tonight, but I want you to know that we are set apart once you've met the master that I've met. You're set apart in the way that you live tonight. Galatians 2:20, the Bible tells me, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the light, or live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." Tonight I want you to know we are all sanctified. We have been called to be sanctified tonight. If you met Jesus Christ and you proclaim him as your personal Lord and Savior tonight, you are sanctified tonight. But not only do I see that I am sanctified tonight, but also see in Jeremiah chapter number 1, verses 6 and 7, I see that the text shows me that I am spoken to tonight. I am spoken to. I'm thankful to have a daddy that talks to me. I'm thankful that I've got a Lord God in heaven that still sees it fit. Even as sorry and pitiful as I am, that he still sees it fit to speak to me. I'm thankful for that. Jeremiah 1:6-7, the Bible says, "Then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak." Tonight I want you to know, hey, I get up here and I'll make a mess of everything I say, I promise you. My words get to rolling together and I can't separate them. Hey, but when God's in something, he is who it does the speaking tonight. Tonight I want you to know that when I'm speechless, he speaks the loudest most of the time in my life. When I just be quiet and I just listen, he normally speaks to me the loudest. I want you to know that he'll do the same for you tonight. How does he speak to me though? He speaks to me so that he can calm me down. Hey, my daddy, my earthly daddy, he has to speak to me a lot. I remember a lot of times growing up, I was raised with my two sisters, and I'm telling you, I'm standing up here behind the sacred desk where I'm going to shoot you straight. I got all their whoopings growing up, and they know it. If they deny it, they lying. Hey, I did. I got a share of them. I did get a share of them, I think, anyway. But my earthly daddy, he would sit down and he'd talk to me before he gave me a whooping or whatever. And most of the time, that talking to me, it hurt worse than the whooping itself. Hey, the Holy Ghost of heaven, when he gets to talking to you, it hurts worse than a whooping itself, or it does in my life. when he goes to pulling on my heartstrings, it hurts a whole lot more than any whooping. I'd just rather somebody just punch me in the mouth and get it over with. Hey, just get it over with. But the Holy Ghost of heaven, he goes ragging on you. Hey, it hurts. Tonight I want you to know that he speaks to us so that we may be calmed down tonight. But not only does he speak to us to calm us, but he also speaks to me to construct me tonight. He speaks to me to construct me, to build me into what he wants me to be. The Bible tells me that he is the potter and I am the clay. Tonight I want you to know that he will speak to you and he'll construct you to build you into exactly what he wants you to be. Tonight I want you to know I'm nothing but a failure without Jesus Christ in my life. Hey, I'm a number one loser, brother. I lose a lot anyways. I'm used to it. But with Jesus Christ, I'm a winner tonight. Tonight I want you to know that he speaks to us to construct us. A lot of times when the Holy Ghost, he's trying to construct me and trying to build me in the way he wants me to go, I get offended by it. Tonight I want you to know if it ain't my way, I get offended by it tonight. But I want you to know that that's not the way that God wants it to be. He's just getting you out of the way of yourself. He's getting you out of that prideful self this morning. And if you'll just listen to him, he'll put you in a whole lot better place. It ain't been one time that he's ever led me to a dead end. Hey, I mess up. I'll take a dead end road in a heartbeat. But the master of the maps tonight, man, he knows exactly what the steps are that we're taking tonight. And he'll construct you the way that he wants you to be tonight. But not only do I see that he talks to calm me and to construct me, but in John chapter number 10 and verse number 27, the Bible tells me that he talks to me to command me tonight. To command me, he tells me what he wants me to do and how he wants me to do it. In John 10:27, the Bible tells me, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Tonight, I want you to know that when he speaks to you, you know his voice. You know his voice. You know what he's telling you to do. This morning, we heard Brother Riley Cagle stand right here. This morning, I heard him say, there might be somebody in here that's got a calling on their life that they're running from. Hey, I know exactly how that feels. I've been down that road. Hey, it may not be a calling to preach. It may be a calling to go out and witness. Tonight, I want you to know a lot of times in my life, I get whooped by the Holy Ghost because I don't do what he tells me to do. I don't get out there and I don't talk to somebody that he wants me to talk to. Hey, it's easy to talk about football. It's easy to talk about work. It's easy to talk about anything to do with natural gas, propane. Hey, I used to do it all. I can talk with the best of them. I got that from my granddaddy. But I want you to know tonight it doesn't matter what you talk about. I want you to know it matters who you talk about. Tonight I want you to know that if you're offered an opportunity to go speak to somebody, it may be easy to get it started talking about football, but talk about your father instead. Tonight I pray that if you have an opportunity this week to speak to somebody, I pray you speak the name of Jesus to them. And same for me. Tonight I also see not only am I sanctified, not only am I spoken to, but tonight in verses 8 and 9 of the text, I see that tonight I am saved tonight. Not only am I sanctified, not only am I spoken to, but I am saved. In Jeremiah 1, verses 8 and 9, the Bible says, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Jeremiah, here he's talking about, hey, he's a baby. He can't talk. He's scared to death that he's going to mess up. He don't know what to say. And God says, hey, don't worry about it, son. I put the words in your mouth for you. Hey, that's who my father is. Tonight, if there gets a place where you get backed in a corner and ain't nowhere to go, he is the one that's going to make the way. He'll knock a wall down for you so that you can go through it. Hey, I'm thankful for that tonight. Tonight I want you to know that I am saved because baggage, it doesn't bother Christ. It don't matter who you are, what you've done. He is still saving. Now, I want you to know that he saved me tonight with my burdens that I was toting when I was toting them. I want you to know that he takes every burden that you got and he'll tote them. He is the ultimate burden bearer tonight. You can cast it on him and he'll tote it. Hey, the world's strongest man will be jealous of what Jesus Christ can tote. I want you to know tonight that there ain't nothing that he can't handle. But not only does he save me with my burdens while I have my burdens, but he saves me no matter the battles that I face. The battles that I've got going on, I want you to know they're not bigger than God. I want you to know that them valleys that you're in ain't nothing compared to the mountaintops that you'll experience when you get with Jesus Christ. I want you to know that if you'll just fall in there with him and get in his whole hip pocket, as I've heard BJ say many a times, if you fall in there and get in that hip pocket, he'll take care of you. He'll take care of you. He'll make a way for you. But not only do I see that he saves me with my burdens and he saves me no matter my battles, but in Romans chapter number 5, verse 9, I see that he also saves me by his blood tonight. Romans chapter number 5, verse 9, the Bible tells me, much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Tonight I want you to know that we are saved from wrath because the blood that he shed on Calvary. I want you to know that he shed that blood for us so that we may have a way tonight. Whenever there was no other hope and there is no other way for us to go, I want you to know Jesus Christ went to the cross of Calvary and shed his blood for each and every one of us. That means a world to you. It should mean the world to you. It means the world to me that he's seen it fit to save an old sinner like myself. But not only do I see that I am sanctified and that I am spoken to and that I am saved tonight, but if you've experienced them three, I want you to know that tonight you are sent. I am sent tonight. In Jeremiah chapter number 1, verses 17 through 19, the Bible tells me, "Thou therefore gird up thy loins and arise and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee but before them. For behold, I have made thee this day a defense city and an iron pillar and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee." Tonight I want you to know that I am sent. Once I've been sanctified, once I've been spoken to, and once I've been saved, I have another obligation. I am sent. Tonight, a lot of people get confused. Once you get saved, you think it's over. There's another work to do after that. Tonight, I want you to know, just because you've experienced the sanctification and the speaking to and the saving, I want you to know that we must get to work. It's time to get to work. Once you get through them first three steps, it's time to get to work. What are we sent to do? Tonight, I want you to know that we are sent to warn others. To warn others of the past that we've took, that we know that didn't work. That's called your testimony tonight. Everybody's got one. You can share your testimony with everybody. Tonight, your testimony is a way to tell others that, hey, this may be the way that you was living, that I was living, but it didn't work. I want you to know there's only one thing that works, and that's whatever Jesus Christ says. Tonight, I see that we are sent to warn others. I also see that we are sent to war with Satan. I want you to know every single day of my life I wake up, there's a fight that comes against me. There ain't not one day that's easy. Hey, and it's something different every day. It's something different every day. But it's okay, because in the end I know who wins. In the end I know who wins. But not only do I see that we are sent to warn others, and not only do I see that we are sent to war with Satan, but I want you to know the main reason why we are sent tonight is to win souls for the kingdom of heaven. Luke chapter number 14, verse 23, the Bible says, "And the Lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled." Tonight, your main goal tonight is to be sent out so that you can go get somebody for Jesus Christ. That ought to be your goal. That's my goal every single day. Do I fail at it a lot? Yes, sir, I do. But it's because I failed that day don't mean there ain't another one coming the next. Hey, you have opportunities. That's who Jesus Christ is. And maybe it's just the fact that you just need to be watered yourself tonight. And maybe that's my fault, my problem. Tonight I want you to know that we are sanctified, we are spoken to, saved, and sent by Almighty God. And we must live these things out daily because a lot of people are watching and depending on us. There's a big target on our backs, and we are being watched. And we are being talked about. Tonight I prayed the night that you were on the good side of it. We could be the only Jesus that anybody encounters throughout the week. So I pray this week that you are able to be rested up and you are prepared. Always remember that you are saved, sanctified, spoken to, and sent through Jesus Christ. That's all I got tonight. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and just see how he moves. Lord God, I come to you now.